Hey, it's Mark Kaye from The Mark Kaye Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kaye Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks again for listening.
We're entertaining meets informative.
Let me tell you something. This man is so damn funny, it isn't funny.
Mark Kaye, you're good to go, man.
I would marry me some Mark Kaye.
Mark Kaye!
A fresh perspective on today's issues.
You are doing a great job today, buddy.
Mark Kaye is always good in my book.
Just settle down a little bit. You talk too fast. Other than that, I love you.
This is the Mark Kaye Show.
Man, we got a ton of open mics about what we talked about yesterday. Which, you know what? There's an old saying, better late than never. So I'll take it. One guy, he came up with we were talking about the candy canes and how they were banned in that one school board or that school. That teacher wrote a memo saying, hey, they symbolize a J. If you turn them upside down, it looks just like a J. Well, we had a guy comment about that.
Mark Kaye, I don't know what they're talking about. Candy cane sure doesn't look like a J. I tried lighting it up, and no matter how hard I try, that candy cane ain't no J.
There you go. So thank you so much for that investigative reporting. We appreciate you. We also had a lot of people commenting, speaking of lighting up a J, on President Trump's smocking quote.
I agree, Mark Kaye. He tweeted smocking instead of smoking to make sure every news channel posted his tweet.
By the way, it's Kaye, not Kane. But Kane was the guy that used to have the show. But if you talk to him, he'll point out the difference. He'll be like, the people that think your name is Mark Kaye clearly have never seen us in the same room. Because we don't look, we're both bald, but that's pretty much where the similar, shucky ducky. By the way, if you turn me upside down, I don't look like a J. Neither does Herman. Anyway, there's so much more going on today too. There's conspiracy theories galore, and there's naughty bad Santas, and you know, there's people. Brian Kilmeade was talking about Kevin Hart again for like an hour and a half, and one of the pieces of breaking news that just happened right before I walked in the studio was that Kathy Lee Gifford from the Today Show, from that fourth hour of the Today Show, she announced that she is going to be leaving the Today Show. Now, this is big news for the Today Show because she's the only part of that show that's even somewhat decent and entertaining anymore. Ever since the whole Matt Lauer thing, and they've been reshuffling people, and they've been trying to figure out, you know, who goes where and what's better than what. And then they brought in Megyn Kelly, which was, gosh, just the world's biggest debacle. They finally got rid of her because they were able to fire her over the flack from Halloween when she talked about dressing up in blackface as a kid, and it was just the thing to do. Well, now that she's out with her $64 million golden parachute, they're trying to make sure that they're trying to revamp it. They're trying to make sure that they have the best possible lineup they can have. They moved Hoda to the front end, and Kathy Lee was supposed to anchor that 10 o'clock hour, but now, poof, she just announced that she's gone, and she's out, and she's leaving, I think, at the end of the year. And, they're all kind of eh, but of all of them, Kathy Lee Gifford, IMHO, was the most entertaining and most genuine person on that show. Now, yeah, sure. Could she be a little bitchy and stuck up? Absolutely. But she was genuine about it. She didn't pretend to be somebody that she wasn't. And I think that they're losing a big part of that at the Today Show. And I think that's going to be a big problem for them. So that's something that we're going to watch. She just announced that today. I think a lot of this has to do with Megyn Kelly still. I think that a lot of people there were upset that Megyn Kelly got that hour. I think they were upset that Megyn Kelly got this huge paycheck. And then when Megyn Kelly started saying stupid things and the ratings started to tank, I think that they were upset that Megyn Kelly got all the money she was promised to go away and not work. Which, by the way, dream job. I mean, think about that. $64 million to not work. Please leave. Here's a bunch of money so that you won't come here and be on our TV station. It reminds me of Conan O'Brien when they wanted Jay Leno left. I don't know if you remember this. And they brought in Conan O'Brien for what, like 4 months? And then Jay Leno was like, I think I want to come back. And so they fired Conan O'Brien, but they had to pay him out. And they paid him $60 million to go away. And Conan O'Brien for a year was not allowed to be on television, and he had $60 million. And I can barely get them to pay me to come here and work. It's a remarkably different experience to be paid that much money not to do something. You know, I guess I'm just too good. I guess I'm just too good at my job. They're like, look, if you're doing your job, we're going to pay you, but you don't suck enough for us to pay you not to do it. That's my goal one day, is to be so bad at this that they don't pay me, or that they pay me not to come to work anymore. 855-7-6. There's going to be a couple people. There'll be a couple open mics being like, I'll pay you $20 to shut your trap. That always happens. 855-7. That's just my mother-in-law sending him in. 855-765-1045 is our number. Speaking of shutting your trap, too, this story is just too good to be true. This story is just too good to be true. It's from Steph Curry, who is with the Golden State Warriors. And he was on an NBA podcast with Vince Carter and Ken Bazemore, who they don't play anymore, right? They're retired. But Andre Iguodala, I'm probably going to butcher that. Iguodala, is that close?
That's exactly right.
Okay, thank you. He's also a Golden State Warrior. Anyway, they're on this podcast. And what happens when athletes get on a podcast, because podcast, it's different than TV. If you ever listen to a podcast, it's people who have no experience pretending to be broadcasters, and they just kind of go off on tangents. They start talking about whatever topic they're experts on, and then they just start to babble. And that's why 99% of podcasts are god awful. We podcast as radio show, but again, highly trained, scripted. We have lots of open mics. We've got tons of producers here. We've got, you know, multi-$1 million worth of equipment. We know what we're doing. We've got consultants, more consultants than we really even need, in my humble opinion. But we've got all these people. So our podcasts are gold. But if you just give a bunch of athletes some microphones and say, hey, talk for 40 minutes, you're going to run into some problems. And one of them is making headlines today because Steph Curry apparently is a big believer and proponent of a very common conspiracy theory.
Have we ever been to the moon?
Nope.
They're going to come get us. I don't think so.
They were talking about whether or not they'd ever been to the moon. And it seems like not just Steph Curry, but everybody else on the panel was under the consensus that we have not actually been to the moon. And I was talking to the other Josh about this right before the show. And I was like, look, I've heard this. That's not the first time I've heard this. I believe of all the conspiracy theories, and I know it's not Conspiracy Theory Thursday, but I believe of all the conspiracy theories, this is the most common and believed. I know probably, I would say 1 in 4 people truly believes in their heart of hearts, in their gut of guts, deep down within themselves, that man has not walked on the moon and that the lunar landing was all a hoax. And Steph Curry not believing that doesn't faze me whatsoever. Because for whatever reason, I don't know how this started, but I feel like of all the conspiracy theories, there are at least 1 in 4 people. If you're in a car right now and there's 3 other people, one of those people, whether they'll admit it or not, I'm not saying they're going to come out on a podcast or come out on this radio show and openly admit it or even tell you. But I guarantee there's people that are skeptical about whether or not we've been to the moon. And sure, there's reasons. You know, you can't ever prove it. I mean, how do you prove that somebody's been to the moon? They brought some rocks back. They have some photos. You know, you can't travel up to the moon on your own and see the flag planted there. We've stopped going to the moon, which to me is the biggest reason. Whenever I talk to people about this, they say, hey, if we've been to the moon, how come we haven't been there in 40 years? If we're trying to build, you know, lunar modules and lunar cities, how come we just go up into space and come right back down? But Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors believes that we haven't been to the moon. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think he's alone. I guarantee there's a handful of you probably listening right now who are lunar landing, deniers. Lunar landing deniers. And you believe that NASA, for whatever reason, couldn't get it done. They wasted a bunch of money and they built a soundstage. They went in there with the camera. They bounced around in their big, you know, the suits and the whole thing was a hoax. 855-765-1045. If you're one of those people. Also, they had some questions about the dinosaurs.
No, somebody said, you know, those memes with somebody smoking. Somebody said, wait, how do you know what sound the dinosaurs made in these movies? I said, damn.
Yeah. How do we know what sounds of that? They could have all sounded like, dolphins for all we know. Tyrannosaurus Rex coming like 855-765-1045. If you're one of those people that agrees with Steph Curry that we have not been to the moon and that it's all just made up. 855-765-1045. This is the Markay Show. We got your phone calls, your open mic messages coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it. Still getting open mic messages about yesterday's show. Like, for example, when we talked about the songs that should be banned, like Baby It's Cold Outside and White Christmas.
They might want to check out Frosty the Snowman. That's encouraging kids to hang out with a hobo and run through the city.
Yeah, a pipe smoking hobo. That's not what you want your kids to do. Stealing hats, thieving pipe smoking hobo, ignoring the police. Running around. What is wrong with people? Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump. Look at that Frosty go right to jail. That's what I'm screaming. And by the way, a lot of radio stations re-adding Baby It's Cold Outside now because their listeners all told them how stupid they were for taking off in the first place. 855-765-1045. This is Joe from Middleburg. Joe, thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Oh, good. What did you want to say about Steph Curry denying the moon landing?
I'm just curious why we have all these telescopes that can peer so deep into space. Why can't we just aim one at the moon, look at the lunar rover, the flag, and just prove to everyone, like, hey, there it is.
So you're saying that, what, we didn't go to the moon, and if we did, we'd be pointing telescopes at it?
No, I believe we did. So why not just point one of our high-powered telescopes up there just to show everyone?
Yeah,
it's right there.
That might be one way to do it. Maybe that would, I don't know if Steph Curry would believe it after that, but that's a good point. Hey, thanks so much. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Charles, how are you?
Hey, I'm okay. You think that if we faked going to the moon for 1 New York minute, the Russians would have let us get away with it?
Oh, you think the Russians would have called us that? How would they know?
Oh, hell, they were watching every step of the way.
Well, that's a good point, too. That is a good point.
Well, failed. If we hadn't actually gone, they'd have been all over that.
No, yeah, you're right. Hey, thanks so much for coming. You know, there's a lot of things that I wish we'd done differently. For whatever reason, the moon was abandoned. I mean, after we went to the moon, it made a big, hairy deal about it. You know, Kennedy was all like, we'll put a man on the moon. And then we went there and it was like, you know, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Then we came back and then that was it. It's like, who cares about the moon anymore? Now there's this whole push about getting people into space. You know, the consumer rockets, you've got SpaceX, Tesla, you've got Virgin Galactic, all these different companies, and they're all pursuing commercial spaceflight. But why? For what purpose? What's the point of going into space and coming just right back down? Where is the moon exploration? Where are the little moon cities? You know, aren't we supposed to be hot tubbing on the moon by now? I thought it's like cell phone technology. Cell phone technology is all, you know, everyone's all excited because we can do these open mic messages, which are great. And they sound amazing. Sounds like you're right here in the studio. And we can, you know, get Wi-Fi. They're working on 5G now. You have a camera on your iPhone or on your Android, which rivals any camera that any expert photographer uses on a daily basis that costs thousands of dollars. You can literally, and I've done it, I can shoot, edit, produce, and distribute major motion pictures on my phone from anywhere in the world using free Wi-Fi I get at Starbucks. But for some reason, when people call the radio station, I still can't understand what the hell they're saying. Because we've abandoned the actual phone part of the phone, and we've made the rest of it so great. But people call up, they're still popping in and out, they're still dead zones, they still sound like they're in a tunnel half the time. 855-765-1045. Sometimes technology just gets abandoned for whatever reason. And I think that's why you have a lot of people denying the moon landing, like Steph Curry. Because if we went to the moon, how come we haven't gone back?
We ever been to the moon?
Nope.
Nope. They're going to come get us. I don't think so.
Elon Musk.
Sorry.
Jason, thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. What'd you want to say, Jason?
Hey, you can actually go online. There's a lunar orbiter that we launched. There's a lot of physics involved in the fact that we can't point Hubble or one of our telescopes are trained to look at very, very big things a long way away. So we can't look at the moon, but we did launch an orbiter that actually is orbiting the moon that has pictures of every one of our landing sites, every one of our rover sites. It even has pictures of where the Russians landed on the moon.
Yeah.
So you can go online and you can look at each one of them.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. And that's a great point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. I'll be honest with you, though. I've seen a lot of Photoshop. And photos don't, that doesn't prove anything. 855-765-1045. My teeth are not as white as they are in my publicity photo. Let me just tell you that. So don't tell me there's photographic evidence. Because 855-765-1045. This is the Markay Show. We got some of your phone calls coming up. 855-765-1045. This is the Markay Show. My name's Markay. Thanks for calling. Thanks for your open mics, too. And I told you this was going to happen. When I heard Steph Curry deny that we've ever been on the moon.
Have we ever been to the moon?
Nope.
Nope. They're going to come get us.
Elon Musk.
Sorry, I'm conspiracy.
You know, the irony of that is that Steph Curry is often referred to as the alien because of the amazing things that he does on the court. The way he moves, the way he sinks those three-pointers. People have said he's from another world. But there he is. Maybe he's just trying to throw people off. He doesn't want them to find his home base. 855-765-1045. He's not the only one. There's a bunch of y'all out there, and not surprisingly, listen to this show. Vic on the South Side. How are you, Vic?
I'm doing excellent, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I grew up, you know, believing all that stuff. Unfortunately or fortunately, we're at a time in this country where, you know, it's you question everything.
Yeah.
And I've researched this a lot.
Yeah,
and there
okay.
is there are actually photographs of the set. And you sounded something you said earlier made me think you'd seen that too. But there are photographs of the sets, and I also saw a testimony of a scientist that said there's no human could withstand the amount of radiation that they would be bombarded with going to the moon. That's why no one's ever been there, no one's ever been back. You know, they'll send rovers here and there.
Yeah.
But that's because, you know, the radiation's just so high. So.
Yeah.
They lied to us.
So Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, their whole lives, they've just been living this lie to perpetuate the myth of the moon landing.
Unfortunately, that seems to be the case. But
right.
I mean, you look at a lot of other people. You know, they use that to bankrupt Russia. Because, you know, here we were in an arms race or a race to the moon.
Yeah.
And, you know, it beat Russia up. We could financially afford it, but they couldn't.
No, I don't want to bring race into this. It's not a racial issue, so let's not talk about the race. Arms race, never mind. Hey, but all right, and that's something I hear a lot. Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. I've heard the testimony of scientists and, you know, the photo of the set. But again, if you deny the photos from the moon, then you can't turn around and say, I've seen photos of the set and tell me that's proof that it was faked. Because if the photos of the set are real, how come the photos from the moon aren't? And if the photos from the moon are fake, how can you possibly tell me that the photos of the set are not also fake? So see what I'm saying? See where the problem is? There's really no way to prove any of it, whether it happened or not. But John's going to try. John from Jacksonville. Hey, thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, it surprises me. About the previous caller, about 3 years ago, I started doing research. And I was shocked to find out how silly it is. We think that somebody went to the moon. It's absolutely impossible. The technology back then, you couldn't. If you look at NASA's, the things that they list that they put on the capsule, just the parachutes alone, fill the whole capsule up. It's an impossibility. You can go check it out. Guy made a really good video about that.
I like how the whole thing makes you. I like
how
the
important.
John, I like how the whole thing makes you laugh. You're like giddy with the. You're giddy with excitement when you hear people say that we've gone to the moon.
Because it's absolutely ridiculous what they say. I'm surprised that people still believe that with the internet now. They weren't planning on the internet coming out when they put all this footage out. But that's still with human nature. Let's make it simple. You put yourself in an SUV for 3 days in a spacesuit at hundreds of degrees because the temperature swings are dramatic. They didn't have air conditioning. They didn't have heat. Now, just imagine you can't take a rest stop for just 24 hours in a really, really hot suit in an SUV in the desert. This is not possible. And we're talking about many days. You get blood clots. People get blood clots just flying on planes. physically improbable and impossible.
All right. He's saying physically it's impossible for these guys to have survived just because of the conditions on the actual capsule. On the capsule itself, it just made it impossible. It wasn't going to happen. That's interesting. Hey, Quentin in Arlington, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Quentin, what do you think?
I actually watched Mythbusters for a while when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
They do a whole episode dedicated on recreating and trying to make the pictures on a studio set. And I believe the only picture they could actually genuinely recreate was the footprint one.
Was the footprint. So you're saying that Mythbusters has already busted this myth and proven what? That the photos are not made, done in a set, or that we went to the moon?
Yes. That the photos weren't done on a set.
Okay.
Because they tried to recreate those photos. There's one where they try to say it's fake because one of the astronauts has two different shadows.
Right.
And that's supposed to be two light sources.
All right. Quentin, I don't know what you're like rubbing up against the photo. See, and Quentin's phone is a perfect example of what I was discussing earlier. How is it that we can send people to the moon, but we can't get a clear cell phone signal from Arlington to freaking Beach Boulevard? Like, how does that not happen? How is it that when you talk into your phone, which can broadcast 4K digital pixels across the globe with no problem, I could FaceTime somebody in Asia and we would look like we're in the same room. But you call me from Ponte Vedra Beach to Arlington and how does that happen? I just don't understand. Hey, Ken on the West Side, how are you, Ken?
I'm doing awesome.
Oh, good, man. What did you want to say about the moon landing? Yay or nah?
I'm saying yay, but first, Seth is close-minded. And by the way, my technology better be working because I got you on Bluetooth. I got your show, everything.
Yeah, you sound okay.
The guy from Red Bull, he dropped out of nowhere. Go tell that guy he didn't fall 90,000 feet back to Earth. And then how about the Coors guy that sent the Coors up into outer space with the aluminum balloon to see how cold it would get? There's two scientists that can prove how far we went, and those guys did it out of their backyard.
What was the Red Bull guy? I don't know the Red Bull guy you're talking about. Was that?
He went up. I don't remember if he went up in an air balloon, hot air balloon. He went up like he had to have a space suit on. He had to have oxygen and all kind of crap. I don't know how cold he got, but I'm pretty sure. And then he dropped out and flew back. You know those guys that fly with the wingsuits?
Oh, right. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Those guys are nuts. If those dudes can fly through the Alps without any kind of airplane motor, I guarantee us NASA can land on the moon.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. I'll be honest with you. The only thing that makes me somewhat doubt the moon landing is the fact that the government was somehow involved with it. If you told me Richard Branson was going to land on the moon or Elon Musk had developed the technology and he was sending somebody to the moon, I would believe that. I believe that Elon Musk has the money and the wherewithal and the lunacy to do pretty much whatever he says he's going to do. Richard Branson, he sells soda, he sells airplanes, he made Mariah Carey an international star, whatever. He can do pretty much whatever he says. But you tell me the government, I mean, we can't even build a border wall. We don't even have we're still debating whether or not to do $1 billion worth of border wall funding or whether or not it's going to be a wall or a fence. And somehow we were able to, in just a handful of years from when John F. Kennedy got up and said, hey, we will put a man on the moon. We were able to do that quickly. The government and the democratically run government. I mean, come on. The Democrats were in control. We're not even talking about Republicans. It does seem a little fishy to me now. I'm going to Google that Red Bull video, too. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. 1045. Did the moon landing happen? Are you a Steph Curry supporter or are you a moon landing believer? More of your phone calls coming up. It's the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Markay Show. By the way, we are getting a lot of open mic messages about something I did want to talk about, but man, this lunar landing thing just took on a mind of its own. The Guardians were chosen as Time Magazine's People of the Year. The Guardians, meaning people who guard the press from the government.
I love you, journalists, but come on, the Guardians? If anybody's the Guardians, our military members are the Guardians.
Yeah. Apparently the guardians of the free press system in this country. And there, and you know, there's a lot of, I'm going to go through this article. Maybe we'll rip it to shreds tomorrow, because there's a lot of things in there that need to be said forth, especially regarding the newspaper shooting, the Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland, which I think Time Magazine is trying to politicize it when it wasn't politicized at all. Anyway, we'll get, like I said, we'll get to that tomorrow. And if you have any thoughts, by all means, send your open mic messages now. And that way we won't be scrambling for content tomorrow morning when we all get to work. We'll be like, look at all these open mic messages. This is great. We can talk about Time Magazine.
I stopped buying Time Magazine a long time ago. What a waste of money that magazine is.
A waste of time and money. Regardless, I don't even believe it's a magazine anymore. I'm a Time Magazine denier. 855-765-1045 is the number. Mike in Jacksonville, thanks for holding. What do you want to say about the moon landing, Mike? Yes or no?
Definitely yes. But I think there's a lot of people get confused about the tagline that the moon landing was fake, in the sense that there's a documentary that well documents the fact, and I think it was Stanley Kubrick, who was working with the administration in the event, because of political reasons, in the event that we failed, that our government was prepared to fake the moon landing and actually took actions to do so.
So you're saying that we did actually land on the moon, but we were prepared to fake it should it not have worked out the way we planned.
Right, and they were actually faking it, not only prepared to faking, they were going through the stages of faking it. So they did fake a moon landing, but they never had to use it.
Yeah, it's like the deli scene from When Harry Met Sally, where she's faking it, but, you know, never mind. Like four people understand what I'm talking about right now. This is Chris and Yuli. Chris, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Oh, good to talk to you, Chris. What do you think?
I think definitely, but I was telling your screener, I mean, to use your logic where you said our Democratic government can't get its act together and do it, do you realize how many hundreds and thousands of people would have to be in on this hoax to pull it off over the last 50 years? And it would only take one person to come out with credible evidence to blow the lid off that hoax. I mean, our government can't keep anything secret. We leak like a sieve. So there's no way. Do you really think our government is that capable of perpetuating a hoax like that for the last 50 years?
That is true. That's a great point. That is a great point. I mean, even Ronald Reagan slipped, remember, and talked about aliens when he saw E.T. He came out of the movie theater after he saw E.T. and he goes, they look almost like the real thing. And everyone was like, wait, what? Because every now and then people slip, especially when they're, you know, when they're older. 855-765-1045. That's a true story, by the way. This is, how'd you like the movie, Mr. Reagan? Oh, they look almost like the real thing. What? James from the West Side, how are you?
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Good. What'd you want to say, James?
Well, nothing. Just a lot of the, I definitely believe in the lunar thing. Actually, the best argument that I've heard for not believing it is the fact that the government pulled it off. But part of the Apollo missions that went up there, they left some reflectors on the moon that you can hit. Well, I say you, but that can't be hit with a laser. And it actually is what they use to track how far away the moon is.
Oh, that's cool. So they hit so they use a laser and they shoot it at the reflector, and then cats go crazy everywhere, all over the world. Hey, thanks so much for calling. This is Steve in Mandarin. Steve, you don't believe we went to the moon?
No, I don't. In fact, I want to see the American flag through a telescope, which you can't do. And I don't see a lunar lander going inside of that capsule that they took to the moon.
Okay. So if somebody showed you a telescope and you looked at the moon and you saw the American flag, then you'd be like, all right, cool, it happened.
Possibly, yeah. Then it would change my mind.
I don't
believe the reflectors either.
You don't believe that? Wow, I don't think that's going to change his mind. This is Doc from, Doc. All right, you get the last word, Doc. Yay or nay? Did we make it to the moon?
No, we did not make it to the moon. We had the technology of a calculator, and we still can't get past the Van Allen radiation belt with humans. We cannot get past there. And who took the picture of the spaceship leaving the moon or coming there? You know, we can't be that stupid. And also, the light was shining from like four or five different directions. Those were studio lights.
Okay, all right.
In
your opinion, Doc said, you know what, Doc, hang tight. We're going to send you to the Players. It's not the moon, but it's the Players. We got a pair of Thursday stadium passes to the Players and one holiday scarf. Doc, thank you so much for your call. Thanks, everybody, for your call. Send me your open mic messages about Time's person of the year or people of the year, the guardians, meaning the media. Basically, Time saying, we're the people of the year. What do you think? Send an open mic message. We'll get to him tomorrow. Stay tuned. The news and Rush Limbaugh is next on News 104.5 WOKV.